important upgrades and the kind of programming you won't hear anywhere else. You came through for us, and we're grateful. Thank you for supporting UMFM.
Located in Unit 201 at 1109 Henderson Highway, Planet of Sound is 100% Manitoba-owned and proudly independent. Your top-notch source for new and used music, video games, and movies. With more than 16 years in the business, Planet of Sound specializes in helping you find that special item to round out your collection. Open Monday through Friday from noon until 8 p.m., Saturdays from 11 until 6 p.m. Visit Planet of Sound today and check out our large assortment of compact discs, vinyl, DVDs, Blu-rays, video games, apparel, collectibles, and more. Planet of Sound, Unit 201 at 1109 Henderson Highway. Purveyors of great music and good times since the year 2000.
Old Gold Vintage Vinyl Record Shop, located at 187 Osborne, inside Urban Waves, is Winnipeg's newest and most diverse record shopping experience. Whether you're a veteran collector questing for collectibles and obscurities, or new to the world of vinyl and looking for some classic titles, there's something for everyone at Old Gold Vintage Vinyl. With thousands of titles on LP and 45 in genres spanning rock, soul, funk, jazz, blues, reggae, and more, plus new arrivals being added each week means there's always something to discover. Follow at VintageVinyl204 on Instagram and search for Old Gold Vintage Vinyl Winnipeg on Facebook for the latest on what's new in store. And remember, we're always buying, selling, and trading quality LPs, so call 204-475-2353 or drop by the store at 187 Osborne. Old Gold Vintage Vinyl, because old gold is as good as new.
Good evening. This is the Winnipeg neighborhood Elmwood, and you're listening to UMFM 101.5 FM in Winnipeg. Thank you.
Thank you. Happy Friday, everyone. This is Digital Planets on UMFM 101.5. My name is Reem, and I will be your host for the next hour. We were just listening to Siberia by Doggone. Oopsie. Anyway, I was just playing that. Lokirk, shout out to Sarah. She put me onto that song. Dropped October 2025. And Doggone really reminds me of like kind of the stuff that I've been listening to recently, which is like very McGee, like Dijon. I said another person, but my mind is kind of blanking. But like very like Nourished by Time, McGee, Dijon, like even like a little bit of Malcolm Todd. So honestly, I really like it. And I guess that's kind of what today is as well. I'm back from my trip in Toronto. However, I am still pre-recording this because I literally work 10 to 5 tomorrow. So I'm like here on Thursday after my lab doing this because I'm like, wait, I kind of still want to have an episode, like, not gonna lie. And if I'm here, like, might as well stop by. But yeah, so what was I going with that? I don't even remember. But anyway, it's Friday, and yeah, it's May as well. This is my first episode of May, and Jared was being a hater at AF because I was like, oh, I need help. And then he came in and he saw my first song, which is May from Brittle Stars. But he saw that and he was like, bruh, you're doing your first episode of May with the song May. And I was like, yes, actually, like, what else? And what about it? And what about it? Because I did that with, I'm pretty sure I did that with Waters of March last year. That was like my first March episode. And I did, in fact, play Waters of March, because why wouldn't I? It's literally like perfect. It's literally like exactly what you need. And especially Brittle Stars, their self-titled album, is Lokirk exactly what you need. And yeah, so I decided to play May. And then, yeah, I played Doggone, and I guess kind of playing a lot of stuff. Like, I already made my May playlist, and she low-key a little, she's a little filled, actually, because I feel like I have been listening to a little bit of some different stuff right now, which is kind of nice, because I feel like sometimes when I listen to too much of the same music, I start to get nauseous, and I start to get, like, turned off of the idea of music. But that only happens once in a while, and like for like 2 split seconds perhaps, and then I'm back on the game. So don't you worry about me. Don't you worry about me. But yeah, and I kind of felt like that for a little bit, but then I like kind of resurrected myself, as I usually do. But yeah, so I grabbed some things from last May playlist and this year's May playlist, and I guess just songs that I've been really into, what I've been up to recently. And yeah, kind of a hello letter to May. I low-key love May. It's kind of my favorite now that I'm in uni, especially because I feel like it's like literally the month after like winter semester, and like you're kind of just like, okay, like what am I doing this summer? And I don't know, it's really awesome. It's kind of sad too, because like so many of my friends have like left or are leaving for like their little summer jobs and such. But I'm also like really excited for them, because it is such an awesome, they all are like doing so many great things and have so much great experiences. So it's like, it's a little bittersweet, but like as we grow up, I feel like it's like, okay, like go on that internship, because like I'm really happy for you and I'm really proud of you, but like I'm gonna be so sad because you're not here like all summer. But yeah, it's okay. It's okay, shit, like it's okay. But yeah, anyways, I will be back. Here is another new song I've been listening to recently, and it's from Racecourse, and it's called My Chair. They recently released, and this is kind of like their only release right now, and they released it like in December of 2025, so like literally a couple months ago, and it's called July December, and I will be bringing this back obviously for the July, for the month of July, but for now, yeah, I've discovered them recently and they're really good, and yeah, and it's also, this song actually inspired my new playlist on Spotify. I've yet to name it yet because I feel like naming things on Spotify is really scary and like really spooky and it's like a lot of pressure. No, it's not actually, but anyways, that's besides the point. Yeah, without further ado, here is My Chair on Yom FM 101.5.
See serpents come across.
Okay, so that was just Lokman. Oh my God, so good. He dropped his final SD-3 towards the end of April, and he kind of completed his trifecta because he essentially started with SD-1 in 2021 and then dropped SD-2 in 2024 and then finally finished SD-3 and dropped that last month. The end of April. So yeah, shout out to him. Really, really cool stuff. Again, a lot of like what I really like to listen to right now, which is like feeding my soul for real. And just the fact that I can find a bunch of these like new music stuff. And then I was also, we were also listening to SSX from The Help. So SSX is from Volume 1, released 2021. They actually dropped a newer album, like, towards the end of last year, and it's also so, so good. I feel like I've been getting into, like, more indie sleaze right now, and, I guess I can say that I am planning a little 2010s-themed party. It's kind of going, it's going essentially. So yeah. And also it's making me realize like, holy crap. Lokirk making and like event planning, party planning, shout out to the people that do it because you know what? It's not easy. And I thought it was going to be a walk in the park, a little breeze. But it's a little tricky. I'm not going to lie. But I really hope it happens. Because me and my friends had taken pictures for it. And honestly, I just really like love to go out and dance. And I feel like the city needs more events and needs more opportunities for people to go out and dance and to have fun with their friends. And like, especially because I love like a themed, like dress up XYZ, like I'm gonna be there. So that's also kind of why I'm like, you know what, I'm gonna take initiative and I'm gonna do this for the people. But yeah, we'll see about that. I will stay very updated with everyone. But yeah, sorry, I lost my train of thought. Okay. So yeah, I've been really into, nevertheless, I've been really into, like very like indie sleazy stuff right now. But yeah, and then I played Everything is Embarrassing because that is literally classic indie sleaze song, like zown, zown, zown. It reminds me of like Tumblr-esque. And it's funny because whenever I talk about like Tumblr or anything, everyone's always like, bro, like, what are you talking about? You're literally not even 20 yet. Like, you were not on Tumblr. And guys, I was on Tumblr because I have an older sister who's like 5 years older than me. So like everything that she would do, I would literally like, I would be there too. So I think it's funny just when it comes to stuff like that. Cause like even in terms of music, like I heard To Pimp a Butterfly when it dropped, like quite literally because my brother was already like a really big Kendrick fan. And so when you have older siblings like that, like you're bound to be put onto stuff like way earlier than everyone else. Especially cause like my older siblings are like 5 and 6 years older than me. So yeah, definitely that age gap, like half a freaking decade. So yeah, I was on Tumblr. In fact, I was, and my sister was like heavy on Tumblr as well. And like, she was so like Tumblr core. And obviously I looked up to my sister. I always have. But yeah, so like listening to all this and then also planning like the 2010s party, it's really getting me in the mood and I just really want to dance. But yeah, anyway, besides that, though, Everything's Embarrassing. I sang that at karaoke yesterday with one of my good friends, Alia. Shout out. We were at Public Domain for karaoke. And honestly, I freaking love karaoke. I love doing it with my friends. I think it's so much fun. Oh my God, I love karaoke a lot. Like, not gonna lie. Like, I will go, like, I already be hooting and hollering, like, in the streets, like, when I am singing a song with my friends. So, like, karaoke is, like, so, like, nice to, like, go and stim because it's, like, actually, like, you guys all have to hear me, like, stimming right now. And yeah, Everything's Embarrassing is just so good. And, like, I'm gonna, like, tell her to run it back, like, a couple times low key. But yeah, we went to Public Domain. That was, like, my first time there for karaoke. And it was low key a lot of fun. Like, I had a good time. I wish that the crowd was a little bit bigger, but, like, it's also, like, a Wednesday night. So it's, like, you know what? Fair enough, I guess. But yeah, we sang that. We sang Everything Is Changing Me. You're not looking out for me. Maybe if you let me be your lover. Maybe if you try, then I would not bother. That's my acapella of Everything's Embarrassing. Just a little something for the people that missed out yesterday. But yeah. And then, oh, I also played Mysterious Girl, Negi Gemi. I've been, like, so into Negi Gemi recently, specifically She Comes From Nowhere. I think this album is, like, genuinely, like, one of my favorites for sure-ski, when it comes to, like, 2025 releases, and, like, even just, like, right now listening to it, like, I love it so much. It's, like, everything that I really, really like. I don't even know how to describe it. It is just perfect. It's so good. So shout out to Negi Gemi. And I actually knew Negi Gemi before because of the TV Girl album that dropped last year called Foxalunum. So I had already known of Negi Gemi kinda because of, like, the Monday song, which I really, really like as well. And funny enough, it was actually a part of my April playlist from last year. But anyway, yeah, Negi Gemi is so freaking good. And, like, that album, ooh, she's so good. Like, I literally added, like, two different songs, not even Mysterious Girl, onto, like, my May playlist this year because I've just been, like, spamming, like, that entire album. It is so freaking good. Go listen to all of it. I'm probably gonna play more of it, like, as the weeks go on, because, yeah, it's, like, low-key my hyperfixation right now. But, yeah. It's just so good. But anyways, I have, like, three more songs left. One of them is Nine. I'm kind of ending off today with Nine, Drake from The Views. And so when I was in Toronto last week, or, like, last weekend / week, yeah, because I basically came back, like, a week ago today. So I was in Toronto visiting my friend, but I was actually in Kingston because she goes to Queens. So I was only in Toronto, like, my flight coming back and my flight there kind of thing. But nevertheless, I was in Toronto, and, like, all I could listen to was literally Drake, because I'm like, if I'm in his domain, like, low-key, like, we have to play Drake. Like, this is literally the only time that I'm going to, like, spam Drake as much as I, like, did / do and did. And freaking did. Nine is so good. Views is so good. It reminds me of when I was a kid. Because, again, my older brother and older sister, like, loved Drake back in the day. And, like, we'd always listen to it. And so, yeah, it was pretty awesome to, like, finally be like, wow, like, I'm literally in Toronto right now. Because I'd always gone to, like, freaking Toronto, like, the airport for, like, every, like, international flight that, like, me and my family have ever really gone on. So it was just kind of crazy to, like, be in Toronto and actually leave the airport. But yeah, it was, like, really overstimulating though. And, like, it made me feel like, oh my God, like, am I a big city girl for real? Because, like, this is a lot to handle. And, like, when I was, like, on the, like, drive back to Winnipeg, I was just like, oh my God, I missed home so much. But I feel like I'm always like that whenever I go, like, low-key anywhere. I'm just like, I missed home so much. Like, this is so crazy. But yeah, and it was so nice to see my friend Sham. Like, literally, I haven't seen her since, like, we graduated, and she moved, like, in August, so hadn't seen her since then. And, like, it was so weird because I feel like we've, like, stayed in contact for so long. So, like, the concept of seeing her in person, like, we're crazy. Like, we literally send voice memos, like, probably 20 minutes worth of voice memos, like, every day since, like, we've graduated. So it's, like, also just, like, I feel like I'm very used to, like, hearing her voice and, like, seeing her, but, like, to see her in person was just, like, so weird. And I'm still processing that because it just feels so like unreal. It feels like I didn't not see her for like almost 2 years. But yeah, it was so super awesome. And it was her birthday. Got to celebrate it with her, which was super awesome. And yeah, I got to live with her family for like a week. And it was low-key so much fun. And I was so full. They like fed me so much. But anyway. Oh my god. And last thing before I play some songs. Actually, I have two more things. But anyway. One, thank you to everyone who donated. Pledgerama like literally means the world to me. Thank you, big thank you to Mahalit. I like so did not expect that, and then Jared was like, guess who donated. So thank you so much, Mahalit. Like, if you're listening to this for real, like, you're genuinely my goat. And like, my sister loves you a lot too, and she's always said great things about you. Yeah, Mahalit is such an amazing and talented creative from Winnipeg that's doing amazing things. Such a cool, well-rounded person. Like, they're a DJ. They make movies and film related to, like, Black spaces in the Black community. And so, again, like, I just have so much, like, appreciation and love. And yeah, thank you. Thank you guys all so much. Yeah, and I've messaged, or I'm going to message, the winner of my little D'Angelo ticket giveaway. So stay tuned for that. Yeah, I'm probably just going to message them because I don't remember who it was, low-key. But anyways, another thing is that I'm playing a song, and it's called Downtown. That's my Instagram. And it's called Downtown by Farm Fresh, Pip Skid, DJ Honeycutt, and Menson Row. And it's super awesome because they are basically coming back, essentially, and doing like a little show, live rap show on May 15th at the King Cobb Market Pub, which is so awesome. There's no cover either. So yeah, and it's like pretty early show. And yeah, I'm really excited because honestly, I've been listening to Farm Fresh. Shout out to Jared and Michael for putting me on. I love hip hop. And so it's going to be a really great show, especially to listen and kind of see and hear the Winnipeg scene is going to be really, really exciting. Because I feel like there's not many hip hop artists right now, so it's, again, I'm very excited. And yeah, you guys should definitely come check it out. There's so many good shows. I'm going to the Tofu Smell album release show. I believe that is next Saturday, which is super, super exciting. I love Tofu Smell. I love their new album. So I'm very excited for that. And then Fencing on the 29th, which I'm also going to. I didn't get a chance to see Fencing Wikipedia, so I'm excited for that. I can't think of anything else, not gonna lie, but I will be back, with some more goodies and more shows, next week. And hopefully I'll actually be in here, at my time. We shall see though. But anyways, happy Friday again, everyone. I hope everyone has a fabulous, fabulous, Friday. Hopefully it's really warm. Me and my friend are trying to go to the Beer Can today, or tomorrow, which is today. So we'll see how the weather is. I really hope everybody pray that it's like really, really good and nice weather, because I really want to go to the Beer Can. I've never been, and it would be my first time tomorrow. So very much fingers crossed. But yeah, that's kind of my yap. That's my update. But yeah. Without further ado though, in honor of visiting my best friend and also, her birthday and everything, this is a very on brand song, I thought. But yeah, to end things off for today and my kind of, I guess, like recap debrief-esque kind of episode, and because it's May. But anyways, happy Friday again for like the 50th time. I'm not sure if Sabir is going to be here tomorrow or today, but stay tuned if he is. Because you don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it. But anyway, happy Friday. This is Mosquito Pink Pantheress on UMFM 101.5.
On a Monday, can I see you? Can I check my numbers? 'Cause I want to. I know it's annoying how much I do. Spending you the day that I want.
As a kid, it was on and popping at the downtown mall where we all were shopping with every kind of store that you'd imagine at the height of fashion, well, at least for Brandon. Every Saturday, we would pack the parkade and meet the whole crew hanging at the arcade. So many choices in toy stores and food courts. Left to our devices, we just might storm the two floors. Every department of Eden's or Hudson's Bay is where you'd see us, except maybe lingerie. But downtown now, everything's gone away. No more paddle wheel, barely a sad cafe. Everything boarded up to give the bulldozer room. One theater closed up, the other is closing soon. One went to sporting goods, restaurants, and mall stops. Is now a sorry hood with nothing but pawn shops. Nothing sold as new, everything secondhand. And they'll close soon too, and wait for the wrecking man. Maybe it's evolution, maybe it's bad luck. Move the only solution, stay and go bankrupt. Track new anchors and it might mean them. And tear down a tower built in 1910. Nothing to do, and we're turning away as we celebrate a history of urban decay. The shops close early downtown. It's gotten so dirty downtown. Boarded and padlocked downtown. Home of the have-nots downtown. Who's going downtown? Nothing is downtown. Who's going downtown? Not me, not me. Back as a kid, I take my measly salary into downtown and hit the brand new gallery. Get the barber to shave a few lines. Fuck a bus or walk, maybe save a few dimes. And in these times, people despise rap. Said it wouldn't last, that it sounded like crap. Trying to get your hands on some tapes was tough. There was only one place that really carried the stuff. The country music store had such selection. Cassettes, singles, and records to my collection. Then depression set in and technology changed. Why pay for music?
musical books in this day and age. And in a rage, some shopkeepers lost it. One took his life, went down with the profit. Cough it up, but they're changing the locks. Even take the batteries up out of the clocks. While Walmart stocks seem to rise to the top. Even with two McDonald's in one block. Get fries with your pop and make it a meal. Discover a dead downtown, see how it feel like. Looking at the tip of an old ship that's sunk. One of the only things you get downtown is drunk. All sales final, no hope for the business. Chased away by the big box, hey, what is this?
Shops closed early, downtown. It's gotten so dirty, downtown. Boarded and padlocked, downtown. Home of the have-nots, downtown. Who's going downtown? Nothing is downtown. Who's going downtown? Not me, not me. The shops closed early, downtown. It's gotten so dirty, downtown. Boarded and padlocked, downtown. Home of the have-nots, downtown. Who's going downtown? Nothing is downtown. Who's going downtown? Not me, not me. And I want to give some shout-outs to DeJong Bicycles and Romano Pizza, to the Town Cinema and the Strand Theater, to all the businesses in the Brandon Gallery, to Curly McKay & Sons, Thunderbird Bowl and Rodo's Restaurant, to Johnson Sound System, to Gooden Ski Shop where my mom used to work, to the Country Music Center, to Poor Michael's Bookshop, to all of downtown Brandon. Keep on keeping on.
Yeah. For the dogs them, you know.
If I want to shit get like this, man, the whole city, it's just crazy right now. And shit ain't gonna stop. No shit gonna get a lot more worse before getting better.
Look, mama hit my phone and said rap's no good. Better than it telling me the check's no good. Now they wanna act like I do no good. Cause I really did more than I should. I made a decision last night that I would die for it. Just to show the city what it takes to be alive for it. Can't get me on the line, so they hang me out to dry for it. You know 40 wants peace, but I'm down to cut ties for it. And I can't sleep these days unless I take one. If they don't have a story these days, they'll make one. Life is always on, man, I never get a break from it. Doesn't matter where I go, I can never get away from it. They give me loyalty and I don't gotta pay for it. Same way brands gotta break for it. Keeping people fed is my only peace of mind now. And I turn a six upside down, it's a nine now. I made a decision last night that I would die for it. All these handouts, man, it's getting out of hand. I'ma start telling niggas, get it how you can. I got it right now, so I'm everybody's friend. If I ever lose a bet, we never speak again. I made a decision last night, I'd die for it. Just to show the city what it takes to be alive for it. First place, man, we can't be tied for it. I only drove it 5 times, paid 1.5 for it. Yeah. Keep Django, Jang-a-lang. I wanna do major things, MJ in every way, I just don't fade away. Six upside down, it's a nine now. Like Manny, like Stunner Man, shit is big time now. And I made a decision last night that I would die for it.
Sookrum's Brewing Company and UMFM 101.5 present Sunday Sessional, a monthly pairing of UMFM program hosts and musical guests in the intimate environs of Sookrum's Tap Room. Spend a Sunday afternoon enjoying song selections from one of your favorite radio hosts and stripped-down performances from some of the city's best artists while enjoying a tasty beverage or two. This free event happens monthly at Sookrum's Tap Room, located at 479B Warsaw Avenue. But like a rotating tap, each one is unique with a new host and slate of performers. For more information on Sunday Sessional dates and details, visit the event calendar at umfm.com and come join us at Sookrum's.
Here's your friendly reminder that the UMSU Service Center is here to help you with all your Winnipeg Transit-related needs. If you're a new student and need to get a post-secondary PAGO card set up, we're the place to go. We'll get you set up quickly and help you save 20% versus a regular adult full fare pass. Lost your PAGO card? Don't sweat. We can get squared away on that as well. We're currently open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. Come visit us in room 101 on the main floor of UMSU University Center or at our Bannatyne location in the Brody Atrium, which is open from 8 a.m. until 2 p.m. If you've got student-related Winnipeg Transit questions, you've got all the answers. Call us at 204-474-8211 or email us at umsu@umsu.ca.
Tier 2 tickets for the 2026 Winnipeg Folk Festival are on sale now. From July 9th through the 12th at Birds Hill Park, featuring country indie storyteller Stephen Wilson Jr., acclaimed Canadian songwriter Kathleen Edwards, and legendary folk troubadour Billy Bragg. Adult four-day passes with camping start at only $390. Youth and senior options are available, and kids under 12 are free all weekend long. Tickets available now at winnipegfolkfestival.ca. Don't wait. Get your tickets for the 2026 Winnipeg Folk Festival today. Great music from around the world, right here in your backyard, July 9th through the 12th at Birds Hill Park. Proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
I wanna enough to light the way.
Hi there, this is Michael Feuerstack, and you are listening to CJUM 101.5 in Winnipeg, the place of my birth.
But love is all around, drifting on the sound.